We, of course, try to reach out to all the individuals, particularly the SABC. The SABC's new spokesperson, Neo Momudu, advised us that unfortunately she is not able this evening due to prior arrangements to come onto the program, and none of the board members, according to her, were also available. The SIU advised us that they would be appearing before SCOPA in Parliament this evening, so they literally there. We're going to try and see on the parliamentary channel at some point if we can dip into those conversations, but that's where they are. So the people that we're speaking to on this matter now is, of course, Mr. Aubrey Tshabalala, who is the General Secretary of the Communications Workers Union, one of the unions that represents workers at the SABC and media workers. Mr. Tshabalala, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening to you, Karima, and the listeners.
Now, of course, when I interviewed you the last time, we were about to hear whether or not you guys are going to go on a strike, because essentially the SABC management and board had indicated that they needed to bring down fixed costs and they needed to retrench individuals. If my memory serves me correctly, it was about 900 and odd permanent staff and just over 1,200 staff that are there on a contract. What is the position as it stands now regarding, you know, the intentions of the SABC management with regards to the strike?
Well, you'll recall that we're also, there was a meeting pending that was under the auspices of CCMA.
Yes.
That meeting set, but however, SAPC could not produce the required information in line with Section 189. So we had to reschedule that meeting for the 12th and the 13th of December. So currently we have the documents with us, and we are studying them so that we can make a case on them, or to have our presentation on our side. So also other documents are sitting with our financial department and legal as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, the last time when we spoke, you had a different communications minister, Ms. Nomvula Mokonyane. There has now been a change. Ms. Stella Ndabeni Abrahamse is now the minister. You had the support and the backing of the previous minister that there shouldn't be retrenchments at the SABC. Have you engaged Ms. Stella Ndabeni Abrahamse on this issue? Do you know what her views are? Does she share the views of Ms. Mokonyane? Does she back you on the fact that there ought to not be retrenchments?
Well, at this point in time, we haven't met with the minister. We were looking to having a meeting with her based on our diaries. But we don't think that the government, in terms of the department, will change its position based on that the minister has changed. So we basically expect that she'll continue where Minister Nomvula Mokonyane was in terms of, or in relations to the retrenchment at SABC.
In terms of what you've heard today, that the SIU is, you know, in the process of trying to recover 21.7 million from Mr. Motsoeneng for irregular appointments, dismissal and promotions. Now, one of the other unions that we've interviewed, Solidarity, have argued that that is actually where the SABC ought to start. It ought to recover the money that was stolen and then look at the turnaround plan and then look at whether there needs to be retrenchments or not. Are you encouraged by the fact that the SIU is in the process of recovering this irregular expenditure?
Well, as we have said and stated clearly earlier on, that any irregularities or corruption link processes, we have to hunt those down. And obviously where we can be able to recoup the monies, these are monies of the state, are monies of taxpayers, they have to be recouped. So we don't have a problem. In fact, that encourages us to look from the different angle. And we think that if that is done effectively, it will assist us also to address the current situation we're sitting with.
Now, of course, part of what was leading to this shortfall was the fact that there were an amount of irregular promotions and appointments and pay hikes. Now, you and I have discussed before, Mr. Tshabalala, during the reign of Mr. Motsoeneng, the union that you represent was an ally because, of course, he raised the wages of your workers. He was a friend, effectively, of the Communications Workers Union. Are you in a position to tell our listeners how many of your members are on that list of people who were irregularly promoted and who received irregular remuneration for those irregular promotions?
One will have to start on this point. We are not allies of the employer. We have a complementary, contradictory relations with every employer that we engage with. And of course, at times, those relations become tense. At times, those relationships come at the acceptable level. And we're not so sure what is emphasis of that. But nevertheless, it means nothing to us. The point that we try to raise, we have written a letter on the 7th of November to the department, to SABC, to request that it gives us that preliminary report so that we can be making, I think in the last interview with you,
yes,
we've made emphasis on that.
Okay.
To say that I've made a follow-up directly with the CEO of the SABC, then promised to give us that report.
Mm.
Unfortunately, hasn't to give. So in attaching the names, if there are names of SABC, of CW, along the lines of corruption, along the lines of shady deals in terms of promotion and all that, we'll obviously be happy to see those so that we can be able to see how we deal with that.
All right, that is where we will leave it. Thank you very much to the General Secretary of the Communications Workers Union, Mr. Aubrey Tshabalala.